This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a guest with us. His name is Michael England. He is a CEO of Sunvest Minerals Corp. They trade on the TSX Venture up there in Canada, ticker symbol SSS. Sunvest Mineral Corp is a exploration stage company. The company is engaged in the process of exploring and developing its resource properties. The company's main focus is the McKinnon-Hawkins Gold Project, which has a drill program currently underway to expand on its maiden 43-101 compliant resource, and supposedly has up around 239,000 ounces of gold up there. Michael, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You know, tell my listeners a little bit about the McKinnon-Hawkins Gold Project and what you guys are so excited about.
Well, the McKinnon-Hawkins Gold Project, this is a real legacy story for us. This was owned by Don McKinnon, we'll call him Senior. Don McKinnon was one of the co-founders of Hemlo back in the late 80s. And he figured after that this was going to be his next Hemlo. You know, things over the years transpired and he wound up not really getting to this. We were able to pick it up early last year. His son, Don McKinnon Jr., who was out on the field a lot with him since he was like 14 years old. Donnie has now joined the board of Sunvest, only his second board ever that he's joined. Basically see to it that his father's legacy is brought to fruition here.
Absolutely.
We've got the core property. We've added on. We've got about 50 kilometers of trend in this play. Drilling is ongoing right now. We're on probably hole 5 or 6. Interesting looking core. Hoping to get some results out in the coming weeks. And it's a very good disseminated gold system. And we're very excited.
You know, tell my listeners here in the States a little bit what a 43-101 compliant is.
After BREEAX, there's a real need for companies to really fill in all the blank spots, fill in the details, be held accountable to what they're stating as far as resources go. So it's really a document that gives you all the details about a project, all the ins and outs of it, and it's meant to protect investors.
Absolutely, and your regulated agency up there is IROC. Is that true?
Yeah, that's correct. IROC, and with the BCSC as well. And as well as the TSX Venture Exchange.
Now, before you can put out any sort of press release about some sort of finding, that has to be approved by IROC. Is that correct?
They don't necessarily approve it, but yeah, they do. We do send our releases in to get vetted by them. You always have to include a qualified person on the news releases, and that would be a geologist with certain certifications. There is a system to it. Yes.
Well, where do we go from here? 239,000 ounces of gold, and gold's, you know, north of $1,200 an ounce. Give us the game plan. Give us the roadmap. Where do we go from here?
Well, our goal is to drill this thing and expand on our resource. We're looking at, well, again, we have 50 kilometers of trend with hot spots all over the place, historic drilling, we have adits. We're going to go systematically about this with, you know, some new technology too, and using a lot of IP and geochem, and really work to expand this resource.
How deep do you think we have to go down? Usually 350 is not that far. Are we talking deeper than 350 feet?
Yeah, we're talking about 200 meters, anything from surface down to about 200 meters.
So around about 600 feet.
Yeah, about 600 feet, correct.
Tell us a little bit about your Evening Star project in Nevada here in the States.
The Evening Star project, we picked this up, well, actually a geologist that is very close to us picked up the Evening Star project a good 2 years ago when things were quite in the doldrums. This project had a discovery hole back in 1970, so a good 47 years ago. And it was quite a remarkable discovery hole. It was not assayed for gold. There is gold at surface, and some really good samples, actually some of which are on sale on eBay from prospectors and such. But the one hole itself, we were able to locate the geologist who 47 years ago sat on that drill. Like with the historic data, it's not always that easy to pinpoint exactly where the hole was. So anyways, we were able to find this guy, and we flew him down back in about a month ago, and he showed us exactly where it is. This hole had over 160 meters of mineralization, zinc, lead, copper, silver. Again, not assayed for gold. Anyways, he showed us where it is. We are now in the process of applying for permits, and we're hoping to be drilling sometime in April or May at the latest and re-drill that to the discovery hole and then start expanding from it.
You know, this project and the project we talked about earlier, when do you think some of those revenues will fall on the balance sheet, and or will they fall on the balance sheet in 2017?
We're an exploration company, so the revenues we would see is possibly if we get taken out. If we're able to make a big enough discovery, add enough ounces in there, you know, the ultimate goal is to maybe be taken out actually by a major.
So you guys are just going to go and discover it and then go ahead and outsource it out for them to bring it up?
Yeah, we'll take it to a certain stage. That's our business.
Right.
We're explorationists, and that's what our geologists are, and I think we're darn good at it.
Michael England is my guest today. He's the CEO of Sunvest Minerals Corp. Well, they trade up on the Toronto Stock Exchange Venture under the ticker symbol SSS. So how does the board look at Sunvest right now, and what is the purpose of the board, and what do you guys actually, you know, overcome and look and make some roadmaps? How often do you guys meet?
We're spread out. We're fairly spread out, but we are on the phone and email all the time, every day. And certain of us, we meet every day, the ones that are together in Vancouver here. But, you know, on the board, we have, as I mentioned earlier, with the Hemlo co-founder, Don McKinnon Sr., we have Don McKinnon Jr. on the board. So that is particularly interesting when it comes to our, what we dub as the next Hemlo, our McKinnon Hawkins project. We have a fellow named Gordon Zelko. Gordon was a broker for many years, so we've got the brokerage side kind of covered with him on the board, the investment community. We have Victor Bradley. He is our chairman. Victor was the chairman of Osisko and Osisko Gold. He also founded a company called Yamana Gold. A very, very excellent track record for Vic Bradley, and he very much likes our Hemlo Hawkins as well, and he says it kind of brings him full circle. So, we have a good board here.
You know, your market cap's only a little bit north of $3 million. Your stock's around 11, 12 cents. It seems like you guys are a little bit undervalued here. Do you want to comment on any of your metrics?
I think what's going to happen, as we come up with results, we start proving to the world what we're doing and that we're on the right track, the market will fall into place.
Fair enough. My guest today is Michael England. He is the CEO of Sunvest Minerals Corp. They trade on the TSX, ticker symbol SSS. In closing here, Michael, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
No, I think that pretty well covers it. No, that's our story, and we're sticking with it.
And if they want further information, they can go to your website, which is what?
Yes, www.sunvestminerals.com.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I believe this is probably maybe the first time you've been on my show, and I want to check back with you in about 40 to 50 days and get some more information, get an update on the mines and see how things are going.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I appreciate that.
The
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.